Okay, we are back. You are listening to Floor Radio. I'm Dave Foster. This morning we're going to talk about a new product. It's really a new installation method. It's called Freelay Carpet Installation System. We have on the line with us Rafer McDonald. He is VP of the Freelay Unit of Textile Rubber. And also with us the industry's troubleshooter Lou Migliori, who heads LGM and Associates Technical Flooring Service, who is a consultant on this project. And gentlemen, it's good to have you with us.
Thanks, Dave. Pleasure to be here.
Thank you.
Now, let me get a little background on you, Rafer. We all know Lou well too well on this program. He's been with us since we started some 15 years ago. Rafer, I understand you've been with Textile Rubber, an organization based in Dalton, for quite a long time.
Yes, sir. 42 years.
I see. And you've been working on this Freelay project then for quite some time.
Yeah.
I see.
Approximately 11 years.
I see. And Lou, you've been, what, a consultant on this project?
Yes, for the last 5 years, actually.
I see.
Over 5 years.
So to start off, so everybody knows what we're talking about, tell me what Freelay is and what the Freelay installation or the carpet installation system is exactly.
Great. You want to answer that question, Rafer?
Go ahead.
Your invention.
Okay. It's a new and innovative way of installing carpet without the use of adhesives, tack strips, or stretching.
Okay. Now, what kind of installations are we talking about here? Is this residential as well as commercial?
Yes, sir. Both.
I see.
Any application, any carpet type product.
I see.
It'll go on.
Okay. Now, talk about exactly what the product is. What does it look like?
Well, actually, you would take...
Go ahead.
Okay. You can take any carpet manufactured, whether it's tufted or woven goods, and it entails the application of a polyurethane backing, which essentially is Tangatrack, which has been around for 25 to 30 years, right?
Since 1988.
Okay. You apply that to the backing of the carpet, and then on that, you would apply the Freelay technology, which is just a fine film layer of attractant materials. That's the carpet side. Then for installation, and as I said, this can go on any carpet, broadloom, carpet tiles, and it has other applications that we're looking at as well. But then you would take a polymer that you would apply to, and this polymer is a very light material, thin, viscousy type material that goes down on the substrate if it was concrete, plywood, particle board, or metal. For other surfaces, you really don't need to put the polymer down because this Freelay will actually attach itself to any slick, smooth, clean surface. But for application to a substrate, you put the polymer down, and you put about an ounce and a quarter per square yard, or less, depending on what.
Now, how do you put that down? Do you spray that? Do you brush it on?
You put it on with a roller that's locked in place. So it's just like a paint roller that's locked in place.
Forms a squeegee.
Yep, kind of squeegeed on. Actually, we did a church. We've got lots of installations around here and elsewhere. But we actually did the Greek Cathedral last week in Atlanta and put down some C&W pattern product put it over terrazzo. And that was in the sanctuary of the church, and it was extraordinary. So what happens is that you put the polymer down. It sets up in about 30 to 45 minutes. Once it's dry, it's clear. Doesn't change the substrate. You can walk on it, and then that forms your basis or your other half of the bonding process to have the Freelay adhere to this. Laterally, then, it will not move because you've got 100% of the carpet affixed to the floor. Vertically, you can lift it off, and it's got about the same tenacity and tear strength of pressure-sensitive type adhesive.
Now, this polymer you said is necessary with what kind of flooring? What kind of floor?
Concrete, wood, plywood, particle board, or metal, like metal raised access floors. Now, if the concrete is polished, you don't need a polymer. It'll stay there by itself.
I see. Now, so just so I understand all this, the carpet that needs, or the carpet that would be installed with this system has to have a certain kind of backing on it.
Correct.
And tell me what that backing is again.
The backing is actually a polyurethane cushion. It's Kangatrek, essentially.
Okay.
24-pound density.
Kangatrek.
I see.
It's not that part of the equation. That technology is not new technology.
Yeah, that's out there and been in use for a long time.
Since 88.
Okay.
The technology and the science is what goes then on the polyurethane and then was applied to the floor. Actually, you can take a piece of this material and put it on the windows and it won't move. It'll stay right where you put it. It's amazing. You'd have to. You got to see it. It's just really.
This is the substrate that you're talking about.
No, I'm talking about the carpet material with freelay on it. In other words, you've got your carpet that's manufactured by Shaw, Mohawk, Bowdoin,
right.
Interface. Doesn't make any difference who manufactures it. This backing is applicable for any carpet, and we are in talks with all of these, with lots of these people, and actually many of them are really starting to move forward with this. Which is why we're out now publicizing it. But you could take a piece of this carpet that's got the freelay on the backing, and you could actually put it on, you know, take a piece of it just for demonstration purposes and put it on the window, a window.
And it will stay there.
And it'll stay there.
Now, the freelay, though, is separate from the carpet itself. When you unroll the carpet, it does not have freelay on it, correct?
Does. It's got the freelay.
It does. Okay.
It's actually rolled face out.
Okay. Now, what is talk about the cost? What kind of savings, or what are the advantages that this freelay system has that the current system that's being used does not have?
You want to address that, Rayford?
Well, first of all, we have never had a failure with Kangatrek 24 cushion. That's a good aspect.
What kind of failures would you get if you did not use this normally? What kind of failures are we talking about?
Well, he's talking about the polyurethane Kangatrek has never broken down. They've never had a failure of Kangatrek on the back of any carpet, like the lamination or breakdown or anything of that nature.
Okay.
But you asked the question as far as the costs are concerned. The manufacturer would be, depending on volume, and there's not a specific cost, but you're looking at an upcharge, maybe $4 a yard for this, but what you or more, it depends. But what you're looking at is the elimination of a separate cushion. You have the elimination of the adhesive, and I know that that'll make some adhesive manufacturers nervous, but you don't need adhesive. You have the installation time, which is cut down, particularly if it's solid colored goods, because you just cut it and fit it. There's really nothing else you have to do. Pattern goods, you'd still have to work, certainly, because they're pattern goods. Double stick installations are concerned, there is a considerable savings. Now, we've done some studies with some of the big commercial contractors, and the savings in the area of double stick, you may be looking at $1.75 plus a yard in savings with using freelay as opposed to using double stick.
Even with the upcharge?
Even with the upcharge, yes, absolutely.
Now, do I understand you don't need to stretch this?
No, you don't have to stretch it, which is one of the tremendous benefits of this. And you know that you and I, over the 15 years that we've been doing this radio show, how many times we've talked about buckles and wrinkles and bubbles and things of that nature. And we still get calls on a regular basis. One of my last columns in Floor Covering News, I talked, the column was entitled "I Lived With It," and the last sentence says, you know, I can tell you how to prevent these things from happening. And I, and probably in the 20 years that I've been writing that column, I've gotten more response to that than anything else I've ever written. And there's an epidemic of buckles and wrinkles going on there out in the marketplace. Now, manufacturers will say, well, you know, that doesn't exist, but we know otherwise. And they'll tell each of the dealers that, you know, you're the only one having a problem, and yet you can get 125 of them in a room when you're doing a presentation, and you ask them, how many of you have had problems with buckles and wrinkles? And every hand goes up. And the next question is, how many of you have been told you're the only ones having a problem? And every hand goes up. So we know that the problem is there. This technology will eliminate that from happening. We have had people who have approached us who have said, we would love to have this as an exclusive because it would help us to enforce our installation warranties, simply because it cannot buckle and wrinkle, because 100% of the carpet is bonded to the substrate, and once that happens, there is absolutely no lateral movement in the product. Regardless of how it's constructed, it won't and cannot happen. It's science and physics at work that prevent that from occurring. When you have a stretched-in carpet, you have a piece that's only held in the perimeter, and everywhere else it's allowed to expand and contract. Or if it's glued down, particularly with all of the issues relevant and relative to moisture in substrates, you have the inevitability in many of these cases where the substrate has not been prepared properly of the adhesive failing because of attack by alkalinity and moisture, and you, again, you have buckles and wrinkles. With this,
how about alkalinity and so on with this polymer that you're talking about?
Doesn't affect it. It does not affect it. We have done tests on it. It's got a life expectancy of probably 50 years, and we've done some other tests with moisture that it is not adversely affected at all.
This is going to conclude the first part of a three-part conversation. We're talking about a new system. It's called Freelay Carpet Installation System. With us for this conversation, Lou Migliori. He's the industry's troubleshooter. He heads LGM and Associates Technical Flooring Services. And Rafer McDonald is also with us. He's the VP of the Freelay Unit at Textile Rubber. We're going to air the second part of this conversation tomorrow. This is Floor Radio.